the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the phone is our good friend Curtis Schmidt. He is the general manager of Northern and Southern Dutchess News and the Beacon Free Press, and he joins us via the telephone this morning. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning, Rick. Beautiful morning.
So far, so good, yeah.
So far, so good, yeah. Nice and sunny today after all of that rain. Oh, my God. I think the creeks and rivers are kind of flooding. I saw huge puddles on golf courses yesterday. So, anyway, great for the gardens, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Well, the flowers are blooming. All the trees have exploded. The grass is 18 inches long. And
I know. We're going to be baling hay instead of mowing lawns.
Yeah.
So.
And we have news, so what's happening, Curtis?
Yes, we have plenty of news, right. Great news this morning. The New York Yankees, they have in their home games, like during the seventh inning, they always honor a local veteran.
Yeah.
And so on Saturday, they honored Joseph Colletti of Wappingers Falls.
All right.
As the veteran of the game. Joseph is a 93-year-old Korean War veteran. Listen, Wappingers Falls.
Wow.
He was honored on Saturday, May 3rd. He is originally from the Bronx, but he's lived in Wappingers for many years now. He served in the U.S. Army during the Korean War, and he rose to the rank of corporal. He was awarded 2 bronze stars for his service because he was injured coming back from Korea.
Mm.
So, he's a disabled Army veteran. Active with the local VFW and served as chaplain for many years.
Wow.
Yeah. And here you go. Joan and Joseph Colletti have been married for 69 years.
Hmm.
And they have 7 children, 16 grandchildren, and 12 great-grandchildren.
They're collectors. So, that's great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so congratulations to the Colletti family. I met his son, Joe Colletti, and they gave him some extra, like 50 extra papers. They're going to have a big Mother's Day celebration on Sunday, so
cool. Everybody
gets a paper.
Sweet.
Wee, yay.
Apple blossoms.
I know.
Tell me about them.
You're all set, are you?
Yeah, Red Hook.
Yay, Saturday, May 10. Red Hook celebrates spring community with Apple Blossom Day. Live music, craft vendors, family activities, food vendors, and more. This is organized by the Red Hook Rotary Club, and this year's event takes place from 10 to 4 on Saturday, rain or shine, at various locations in the village. Parking, admission are free. Music is at 10:15 with the McKenna Band. Do you know them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brothers.
Yeah.
In arms.
Right.
The McCanns. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did I pronounce it wrong?
No, it's right.
Okay, good. All right. So, and then they have DJ music from 11:30 to noon, local jam from noon to 1:30, featuring a 9-member band performing hits from the 60s to the 90s.
Wow.
DJ back at 1:30 to 2:30, and then headlining the music entertainment at 2:30 is the String Masters Band.
Cool.
A local family band with country flair.
We love that. And yeah. Apple Blossom Day kicks off early at 10 a.m. this Saturday.
Yeah. 10 a.m. 10 till 4. Well, 10 to 4.
Yeah.
Have a great time in Red Hook. Enjoy the blossoms.
Mm.
And actually, with all of the apple farms around Red Hook, you can find some blossoms, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, okay. How are the raccoons doing?
The raccoons, they are doing fine. They won 3 games out of 5.
In case folks don't know, that's the Hudson Valley Renegades.
They won 3 games out of 5 against Jersey Shore last week. And 2 of the wins were the walk-off wins. When you get the hit in the last inning and you get to walk off and celebrate, and then whoever drove in the winning run, he gets to have, something poured all over him.
We love that.
And we have a picture of Brenny Escanillo. He got the winning single in one of those games, and they poured. We have a picture, but it does not look like Gatorade. He looks like something with very soapy water.
Oh.
He's got soap suds all over him.
Well, that's so easier to clean off than Gatorade.
Yeah, please, thank you. Gatorade, yikes. So last night, the Renegades, they lost 4-3 to the Wilmington Blue Rocks at the first time in like 18 games that they've lost to Wilmington. So, but there's still 18 wins and 9 losses on the season. That's good for first place in their division. So, yeah, great. Now we're going to move on to a little bit more of a business news from East Fishkill. That's where they have the former IBM properties there.
Okay.
They celebrated the opening of the Stellantis North America Mopar Parts Distribution Center in East Fishkill last week.
Oh, that's great.
It's one of the largest, one of the world's largest mobility companies. The center is located on the former West Campus of the IBM property, East Fishkill. 534,000 square feet. Houses more than 46,000 unique parts and a capacity to ship to an estimated 3 million orders annually.
Wow.
So it even includes a state-of-the-art training service. So that was a great time down there. We're going to stay in Southern now and talk about the Roy C. Ketchum High School. Have a club called Ketchum Racing. And they're going to host their first ever car and motorcycle show on Saturday, May 10, 10 to 3, down in Wapner's Falls, Myers Corners Road at Roy C. Ketchum High School. It's a free event with diverse selection of classic and custom vehicles from across the Hudson Valley, along with, you know, food vendors, local businesses, and family-related activities. And Ketchum Racing is one of six teams in the Winner's Circle project. They aim to help students prepare for dynamic careers in the workforce through project-based learning. So,
that's great.
And how would you like to take a tour of some of the most beautiful gardens in the Hudson Valley?
I would love that, especially after all this rain. Things will be blooming everywhere.
They should be, So this is the Garden Conservancy. They have tours of like four gardens, beautiful gardens in the Hudson Valley. This is also Saturday, May 10. But this one you can sort of set your own time and go to the gardens.
Okay.
Yeah, the first one is called Broccoli Hall, located in Amenia. The second garden is at the Chocolate Factory in Red Hook. You know where that is.
That's where we formerly used to reside.
Oh, yeah. Really?
The
radio?
Yeah, KZE was in the basement of the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
That's a nice property.
Wait, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we're in the soap factory. I got to check on that.
Okay. Okay, so that's one. That's two. Let's see. We have the garden of Katie Ritter and Peter Penoyer of Stanfordville. That's the third one. And then the last one is the Ketay Garden, K-E-T-A-Y, garden in Claverack. So all you have to do is go to gardenconservancy.org/open days. Get more information, you know, find the addresses, obviously, and check that out. Be a nice, you know, take the family out.
Now, I know people love getting their animals blessed.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they do. And Rosemary Radick, our friend, she's doing this for the second consecutive year now. This is going to be on next Saturday, May 17, okay?
Okay.
This is at the Third Lutheran Church at 31 Livingston Street in Rhinebeck on Saturday, May 17, starting like 10 o'clock in the morning. It's free. All kinds of pets are welcome. Come on out. Just come to Rhinebeck, to the Third Lutheran Church, 31 Livingston Street. With kitties, puppies, goats, sheep, even dairy cows, okay?
Gila monsters. I'll bring my pet Gila monster for a blessing.
Oh, my God, really? Okay.
Yeah.
You have a pet Gila monster?
No.
Oh, darn.
I wish I did. How cool.
I have a cap that I wear all the time that's got a Gila monster on it.
There you go. Get that blessed.
Yeah, I picked that up out in Arizona, where they have plenty of those guys.
They are very interesting creatures.
Yeah, they're not really that hospitable.
No.
No, they're kind of mean.
Yeah.
They don't really like human beings. So.
They just want you to leave them alone. They're trying to get some sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or escape the sun out in the desert, please.
Yeah. Well, Curtis, thank you for filling us up with some local news. And folks can read all about these stories that Curtis has told you about in Beacon Free Press and Northern and Southern Dutchess News. And the papers are available online. Curtis, tell them more.
Okay, go to sdutchessnews.com and just click on the paper of your choice, pull it up in PDF format. It looks like the real paper, and you can, you know, go through it just like you would the normal paper.
Yeah, you could lick your finger and turn the page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Curtis, all the best to you and your staff, and I look forward to checking in with you next Wednesday. Have a great week.
Okay, we will. And enjoy the sunshine. It's going to be a nice sunny weekend.
Mm.
So get out and go to the gardens. Go to Red Hook for the Apple Blossom Day. Okay, mm-hmm. Enjoy the music.
Thanks, Curtis. All the best. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Be right back after this.
Hello, Van Cleek.